welcome along for another 2 hours of folk music. This is Come All Ye. Bruce Cameron's my name. I'll be with you for the next couple of hours, and we'll go exploring some different elements of folk music, blues, roots, all that kind of stuff. A few unexpected little bonuses today in the program, which I hope you'll stick around and enjoy with me. We'll get underway with two tracks from an old album, which is rather good. This one started life as a vinyl record in my collection anyway, and then later on it grew up to become a CD. So who knows what it'll be in the next year or so. The album is called One More Dance and Then. It's by the New Victory Band from England.
Our pussycat, it died last week, the kids were so upset. The missy sent me into town to buy another pet. No other cat had quite replaced the one that passed away, so I looked for something different to try and make the day. I went in all the pet shops and a pub or two as well. I saw dogs and mice and rabbits and a budgie with a bell. But nothing took me fancy till just after 2:30. I saw these green and scaly jaws and beady eyes of blue. Well, I made the bloke an offer. He seemed glad to let it go. And I thought I'd take it home by train, for the tram would be too slow. And when I rolled up at Victoria with the new pet by me side, I asked for one to Carrington, but the booking clerk replied, "Oh no, you can't take that on the train.
No, you can't take that on the train.
You can take along a tiger, or a puma, or a bear,
an organ grinder's monkey, or a tortoise, or a hare.
They can travel in the guard's van if you pay the normal fare,
but you can't take that thing on the train.
Sometimes to make an extra bob, I do a few odd jobs, such as fetching things and carrying to please the local nobs. When Colonel Smith was moving house, he called me out one day and sent me to the station with some things to ship away. There was cabin trunks and bags and chests, and there was one thing more the Colonel brought from Africa when he was in the war. And I should take great care of it. It was his joy and pride. It had a big black barrel and a wheel on either side. Well, I dragged it to Victoria upon a length of cord, and then I called a porter out to help us get on board. But just as we was managing to lift it in the van, up runs the station master with his roll book in his hand and says, "You can't take that on the train.
No, you can't take that on the train.
The itinerant musician, he can take along his harp.
The man who sharpens scissors takes his grindstone in a cart.
And the Kensington Museum even take their works of art.
But you can't take that thing on the train.
Last summer we decided, that's the missus, kids and me, we'd have a week in Skeggy where the sun and sand and sea. I scripted and saved a week or two, I even stocked me fags. The missus wrote and booked the digs and packed up all the bags. And then at last the time come round, the kids could hardly sleep. But when we got them settled down and started counting sheep, the missus sidles up to me and says, "Now don't be mad, but you know how lonely mother is since we lost me dear old dad." Well, I knew just what was coming, and I couldn't help but groan. I wouldn't say she's massive, but she's wrong side 20 stone. And when we turned up at the barrier, our tickets for to show, the inspector took one look at her, and then he shouted, "Whoa, you can't take that on the train.
No, you can't take that on the train.
You can take along a camel,
with one on board with two,
a hippo or a zebra if they're going to the zoo.
We've a special truck for elephants, but that would never do. So you can't take that thing on the train.
You can take swans,
eggs, table legs, grooms with horses, coffins, corpses, viral, nucleine, margarine, acetylene, pianofortes, gramophone, symphoniums and phonographs.
An officer of cavalry can take along his stallion.
And bona fide dealers can take specie and bullion. Bicycles and tricycles and children's folding mail cots to Grimsby, Sheffield, Manchester and even into foreign parts. Velocipedes and flower seeds, but I must tell you plain,
you can't take that, you can't take that, you can't take that thing on the train.
Thank you.
That's a pretty waltz, isn't it? That's called... Well, actually, there were three waltzes. Charles Lynch's waltz, Cajun waltz, and Banks of the Dee. I like that, Banks of the Dee. Very attractive. Before that, You Can't Take That on the Train, coming to us from the New Victory Band, recorded quite a while ago now. This is Neil Adam with... No, it's not. It's Dougie McLean.
It's a thin line that leads us and keeps us all from shame. The dark clouds quickly gather along the way we came. There's fear out on the mountain, death out on the plain. There's heartbreak and heartache in the shadow of the flame. But this love will carry, this love will carry me. This love will carry, this love will carry me. I know this love will carry me. The strongest web will tangle, the sweetest bloom will fall. Try and catch it all. Success lasts for a moment, and failure's always near. Look down at your blistered hands as turns another year. This love will carry, this love will carry me. Soon it will decay. Though by storms we weakened and uncertainty is sure, like the coming of the dawn, it's ours forevermore. This love.
Voice of Dougie McLean, This Love Will Carry, from an album featuring lots of interesting material. Actually, it's multi-album set, the Transatlantic Sessions. If you're not familiar with that magnificent project, look it up. There's all sorts of music on there and interesting combinations of artists providing lots of music. Dougie McLean there. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. Next track comes from... I'll play a double. Yeah, I'll play an instrumental and a song, I think, from this one. This is North Craig. I played a track from them not so long ago on the program, and I'll give you another two now. This is from the album And They Danced All Night. We'll hear a set of polkas, Seamus Cray's polkas, and then a song, The Wobbling Man.
Thank you. I left annoyingly as a boy. The wobbling man was like a toy. You'd wind him up and let him go, and watch him wobble to and fro. But soon I learned to laugh no more, but hear the key turn in the door. The silence came, no one would talk. Around an eggshells we would walk. Oh, mama, mama, tell me why the dark clouds always fill the skies. While other children laugh and play, I find a corner and hide away. Oh, children, gather, it's time to eat. But times are tough, we don't have meat. But hidden upstairs in an old top coat is a pocket filled with 10-pound notes. Oh, I search the pockets, check them deep. We pray the Lord our souls to keep. For taking the money when we can, be angry, sleeping, wobbling man. Oh, mama, mama, please don't lie. Sometimes I wish that he would die. Don't make excuses for him to me. I'm older now and I can see. Desire. She held for the man who shared a dream, but turned out to be cold and mean. I see the pain, hear the abuse that comes from alcohol misuse. From the neighbor's eyes, the pity came. We walked with our heads long in shame. Oh, mama, mama, please don't cry. I'll wipe a salt tear from your eye. Come the whispered words of a little boy. Someday you'll find your house of joy. Oh, the years slip by, but take their toll. They've stolen this woman's heart and soul. I think as her life begins to fade, the house of joy she's finally made. As a cold October morn begins, an old man cries for his passings to his lips, a picture I see impressed of a dancing woman in a wedding dress. Oh, mama, mama, I can't but cry. I'll wipe a salt tear from my eye. The time has come, you reach your peace from your troubled world. You've been relieved.
Strong song, illustrating the results of domestic violence brought on by alcohol abuse. The group North Craig, featuring the composer of that song, actually. He plays guitar in that band. His name is John Neville. The Wobbling Man, it's called. And before that, a very lively set of polkas from the Slieve Lucre tradition, southwest of Ireland, which that group, North Craig, learned from the playing of the great Seamus Cray. Right, so what have I got for you now? I think we will hear from... Ah, yes, that's right. I sort of made a misannouncement a little earlier on, introducing Neil Adam to the program. Well, it wasn't him, it was Dougie McLean. This is Neil Adam.
As we approach Loch Laggan in the early morning light, sun glistened on the frost like diamonds. Before us the loch, hard from winter's cold, and opposite Ardvariki. Now some winters you can walk out across the frozen tide, and you can reach the castle standing on the other side. But some winters you cannot, for the ice just will not carry a visitor to Ardvariki. So keep your head up, boy of mine. The sun is up and the day is fine. Keep an eye out if the ice starts creaking. Set out for the castle that you're seeking. Across the ice at Ardvariki. It snowed last night and there is no trail to follow. There's no local here can tell you if the ice is hollow. But here at water's edge, it seems hard enough to bear a visitor to Ardvariki. So keep your head up, boy of mine. The sun is up and the day is fine. Keep an eye out if the ice starts creaking. Set out for the castle that you're seeking. Across the ice at Ardvariki. Approached Loch Laggan in the early morning light. Sun glistened on the frost like diamonds. Before us the loch, hard from winter's cold, and opposite Ardvariki.
Ardvariki, song written and sung by Neil Adam. And Ardvariki, well, Ardvariki House, I suppose, is reasonably well known. And did you ever watch the program Monarch of the Glen? Monarch of the Glen. Well, that used Ardvariki House as the fictional estate, Glen Bogle estate. Ardvariki House. But I don't think that's necessarily what Neil Adam was singing about there. Who can tell? I think it's time to introduce you to the featured album. It's called Catfish Crawl, and it comes to us from a blues man by the name of K. Catfish Keith. Catfish Keith has turned up on this program before, which is not really surprising because he's released, this is his 18th album. So he's been a busy lad. Sings and plays quite well, I think, anyway. Hope you agree. The albums are well produced and he gives nice comprehensive information about what he's doing on the albums, including identifying all the instruments he plays, and there's lots of them. They're all variations on a theme, I suppose. They're all guitars, and many of them are resophonic, that kind of instrument that suits this kind of music. Track from the featured album today. It's called Catfish Crawl from the blues man Catfish Keith. I don't think his mum christened him Catfish, all that, but good guitar work. So, more from him in a little while. That's the featured album. Thank you. sturdy playing there. Is that an appropriate definition? Ellery Klein is that lady's name, the player there. She was offering us a set of reels, the happy reel, McDara O'Reilly's Farewell to Ireland. No, hang on. The happy reel, McDara O'Reilly's and Farewell to Ireland. That's better. I thought there were three there. Ellery Klein. Yes. I think I'll play a couple of tracks from Canada. Yes, I shall. This is... The artists are called Sophie and Fiacre Trio. So the trio apparently only has two names, but anyway. We'll hear Fil du Lac and the Glenton Reel, or the Glenton Reel they'll put with Callahan's. So they... It's a Quebecois trio. The album is called Un Canadien Errant, or The Wandering Canadian. And there were quite a few of them back in the middle of the 19th century, because there was a rebellion in Lower Canada just before then, and a few Canadians thought they would be better off being somewhere else following that unsuccessful rebellion. So, here we go. The La Fille du Lac, Lady of the Lake, and a couple of reels.
Sa tête est l'homme de la ville sur l'eau, sous le bord de l'île, sous le bord de l'eau. Sa tête est l'homme de la ville, qui aimait une fille du lac sous le bord de l'eau. Elle s'en était allée dans la ville, sous le bord de l'île, sous le bord de l'eau. Elle s'en était allée dans la ville pour y aller. Sous le bord de l'eau, t'achèterais une grande maison sur l'eau, sous le bord de l'île, sous le bord de l'eau. T'achèterais une grande maison, il fera toujours soleil sous le bord de l'eau. Ma ferait un radeau en bois rond, sous le bord de l'île, sous le bord de l'eau. Ma ferait un radeau en bois rond pour voir le couchant vermeil sous le bord de l'eau. Te ferai creuser un point d'eau sur l'eau, sous le bord de l'île, sous le bord de l'eau. Te ferai creuser un point d'eau, tu plongeras dans l'eau claire sur le bord de l'eau. J'irai sauter du cran dans l'eau, sous le bord de l'île, sous le bord de l'eau. J'irai sauter du cran dans l'eau, dans mon lac et de l'eau noire sous le bord de l'eau. T'emmènerai dans les grands marchés sur l'eau, sous le bord de l'île, sous le bord de l'eau. Dans les grands marchés, fut fleur, robe et perles d'or sur le bord de l'eau. N'ai point besoin ni marché ni or, sous le bord de l'île, sous le bord de l'eau. N'ai point besoin ni marché ni or, cueillir les saisons, j'irai sur le bord de l'eau. Moi qui jamais ne te tourmente sur l'eau, sous le bord de l'île, sous le bord de l'eau. Moi qui jamais ne te tourmente, tu ne verras point de tempête sur le bord de l'eau. L'orage, oui, il faut un bon ancrage pour braver l'orage.
Thank you.
it's two very different tracks, but from the same album. Canadian Errant by Sophie and Fiacre Trio. So Field de Lac and then a couple of reels, Glenton Reel and Callahan's. They do things differently in Quebec, don't they? Another track now from the featured album, which is called Catfish Crawl by the blues artist Catfish Keith. This is a song from the Bahamas.
Almost drive me crazy. The Maisie on the dock and pink. The Maisie, black, black, black. The Maisie on the dock and pink. The Maisie, black. The Mananza, she got stuck in New York Hall. The Mananza on the dock in pink. The Mananza, black, black, black. The Mananza on the dock in pink. The Mananza, black. Thank you.
I think he has a bit of fun with that. That's Bellamina from the featured album. Catfish Keith playing a song there from the Bahaman tradition, which is quite distinct and very lively. Caribbean sounding, Caribbean. Right, we're off to Norway now, specifically the region of Telemark, for a Halling dance tune. This is called Fossegrimmen. Comes to us from a group called Sver.
Thank you. is, though the summer's coming, though the sun is gone beyond the hill, and no blossoms blow and bees are humming, we'll remember cold November's chill. For the day our love is sweeter, seeds are blooming underneath our feet, though the fields through city streets are like a Joseph Taylor melody. Their gardens water growing, others rule with bed and boundary, for the walls and fences frame our knowing, and the meadows grow our liberty. For the day our love is sweeter, seeds are blooming underneath our feet, for the fields through city streets are like Joseph Taylor melody. Like the olden hare, let us sing like it's the 5th of August, and our lovers wait beyond the fair. For the day our love is sweet, our seeds are blooming underneath our feet, though the fields through city streets are like a Joseph Taylor melody. Stone above me sleeping, there's a turtle dove upon the wing, there's my garden grown in willow weeping, now I hear bold Joseph Taylor sing. For the day our love is sweet, our seeds are blooming underneath our feet, though the fields through city streets are like Joseph Taylor melody.
For all the day, oh, that's a group called The Full English, bit of a super group in the world of English folk music. I don't know if they still get together. I hope they do. They're all busy working as musicians, but not necessarily in that lineup. We heard the voices there, particularly of Faye Heald and Nancy Kerr. And the rest of the group is Rob Harbron, Ben Nichols, Sam Sweeney, Seth Lakeman and Martin Simpson. Self-titled album, The Full English, released a few years ago, and it's very good, as are they. I think I'll have another instrumental before we play another track from the featured album. We'll go to the Piedmont area of northern Italy for the next one, and hear a group called Astrolabio. A track called La Giostra di Martina. Giostra, I believe, is Piedmontese for a merry-go-round or a carousel. ¶¶
woke up this morning, feeling around for my shoes, feeling around for my shoes. That's the reason why, that's the reason why I had these old rambling blues. Well, I woke up this morning, baby, whoa, feeling for my shoes. Well, that's the reason why I had these old little rambling blues. Me, baby, please don't tell no lies to me. Tell no lies to me, please. Tell no lies till the tears come rolling by. You're jumping around, sweet baby. Whoa, baby, don't you tell me no lies. Coming on around, sweet baby. Whoa, about the fourth little bit, little day of July now. She said, of my lonesome little bitty mind. Well, that's the reason why I had these old little rambling blues. Up this morning, feeling around for my shoes, feeling around for my, it's the reason why I had this old, rambling blues, jumping around, putting babe, down babe, with the wig hat on your hair. Reason why I had these old little rambling blues. Let me cry, let me cry. Crying out. reason why I had these old, little rambling blues.
Song from Catfish Keith from the featured album on the program today, Catfish Crawl, a song he learned from the great Johnny Shines. He actually played with Johnny Shines, he says, once in 1987, and he said he's never been the same since. Might have been a tad long, do you think, that song? Very rambling song, Rambling Blues, featured album. Now, Warren Fay hasn't been on the program for a little while, so we'll fix that right now with a song that crops up on an album called A Panorama of Bush Songs. And there's a lot of albums with titles like that that he's released over the years. And they all, you know, serve their purpose to get the word out, get a bit more knowledge of Australiana, and it's kind of marketed as Australiana sometimes. This is on the ABC Music label. It's the sort of album you might see at an international airport departure lounge in Australia, if I can put it that way. Anyway, the track that I'm going to play, sometimes called Ard Tack or Hard Tack, but it's recorded here as under the title The Hardest Bloody Job I Ever Had. Sometimes regarded as the only shearing song set in a winery. Could be, too. The fact is, writes Warren Fay, the fact is that many of our early farmers planted grapevines in the hope of a small additional income. And some of those actually did become major wineries over time. Warren Fay recorded this song from Jack Davies, a pioneer soldier settler of the Leeton district. The hardest bloody job I ever had.
I'm a shearer, yes I am, and I've shorn them sheep and lamb, from the Wimmera to the Darling Downs and back. And I've run a shed or two with the wool as tough as blue, but I'll tell you where I struck me hardest tack. I was down by Yendaway, passing time from day to day, till the big shed started moving further out. And I struck a bloke by chance, who I summed up in a glance as the squatter from the vineyards further out. Well, it seems he struck me too. It wasn't hard to do. I had me shears a-hanging from me belt. Oh, I've got a shed, he said, of about 200 head, and I'd give the £10 note to get the clip. I said, right, I'll take the stand. It meant getting in me hand. And by 9 o'clock we'd rounded up the mob. In the shed, sunk in the ground, with these wine casks all around. And that's where I started on me job. I took it easy for a bit, till me hands were getting fit. And by midday we'd done some half a score, with the cocky picking up and handing me the cup of the pinko after every sheep we shore. Well, on the seventh day, he had to go away after showing me the type of cast to use. And I'd do the picking up and I'd manipulate the cup, rolling round those white cast just to pick and choose. Oh, I'd stagger to a pen, grab a sheep and start again, with a noise between a hiccup and a sob. And sometimes I'd fall asleep with me arms around a sheep, worn and weary from the over-arduous job. Well, about 6 weeks went by, till one day with a sigh, I kicked the poor old cobbler down the chute. Gathered up the cocky's pay and I staggered on me way from the hardest bloody shed I ever saw.
Billycock came to my lady's toe, and there the horseman began to go. Had he feet, I marry had he, and did he go? I marry did he, so bold of light and ready to fight. And Billycock, he lay there all night. Billycock came to my lady's heel, and there the horseman began to feel. Had he hands, I marry had he, and did he feel, I marry did he, so bold upright and ready to fight. And Billycock, he lay there all night. Billycock came to my lady's shin, and there the horseman began to grin. Had he teeth, I marry had he, and did he grin, I marry did he, so bold upright and ready to fight. And Billycock, he lay there all night. Billycock came to my lady's knee, and there the horseman began to see. Had he eyes, I marry had he, and did he see, I marry did he, so bold upright and ready to fight. And Billycock, he lay there all night. Billycock came to my lady's thigh, and there the horseman began to fly. Had he wings, I marry had he, and did he fly, I marry did he, so bold upright and ready to fight. And Billycock, he lay there all night. Billycock came to my lady's, and there the horseman began to hunt. Had he hounds, I marry had he, and did he hunt, I marry did he, so bold upright and ready to fight. And Billycock, he lay there all night.
Right, was that all straightforward for you? I hope so. A song called Pillycock, from a group called Oxford Waits, an album called Switter Swatter, and it's lots of stuff from Elizabethan England and around that time. The song we heard, Pillycock, it's from the publication Pills to Purge Melancholy, Volume 4, number 311, published in 1706, where it was supposedly set by Mr. Thomas Roth. Although it carries echoes of a much older ditty, Edgar in Shakespeare's King Lear sings Pillycock sat on Pellycock's hill, a low, low, low. Don't play that album much. I should. It's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. Confusing sometimes, but fascinating nonetheless. Right. Here's a song from the Fagans. I think Kate Fagan sings this one. Fagans, one of the better-known folk families in Australia. This is a Woody Guthrie song.
It's a mighty hard road that my poor hand has hoed. My poor feet have travelled a hot, dusty road. Out of your dust bowl and westward we rode. And your desert was hot and your mountains were I worked in your orchards of peaches and prunes. I slept on the ground in the light of your moon. On the edge of the city, you'll see us, and then we come with the dust and we go. California, Arizona, I harvest your crops. Then it's heads north up to Oregon to gather your hops. Dig the beets from your ground, cut the grapes from your vine to sit on. Of plenty from dry desert ground, from the Grand Coulee Dam where the waters run down. Every state in this union must smile.
Step at a time, baby. Everything gonna be alright. right. Give me your love, I'll give you mine. 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 One step at a time, baby. That's all I want from you.
Oh, there's another blues man who's been around longer than Catfish Keith. That's Grant Dermody. One Step at a Time from his new album called My Donny. That might end up being a featured album in the not-too-distant future.
Town and landed at headquarters. The colonel fell for a pretty maid, a farmer's only daughter. The general bet £5,000. The colonel wouldn't dress in beggar's gowns. And would the girl go round and round, or dressed as a rambling chula? And would the girl go round and round, or dressed as a rambling chula? But the colonel started out next day, dressed in beggar's clothing. And it wasn't long till he found his way to the farmer's lonely dwelling. Oh, farmer, shelter me for the night. I sleep in a barn until daylight. Take pity on a beggar's awful plight. God help the rambling shula. Take pity on a beggar's awful plight. God help the rambling shula. Well, the farmer said, the night is cold. You can come by the kitchen fire. The colonel said to the serving maid, it's you I do admire. We'll leave them all and come with me. Leave them all and come be free. What a dusty beggar you might be. Come away with a rambling shula. What a dusty beggar you might be. Come away with a rambling shula. Well, the farmer and his servants all, they fell into loud laughter. When who comes tripping down the stairs but the farmer's only daughter? She had two blue eyes like morning skies. As soon as the beggar she did spy, she's fairly caught his rambling eyes. She's mine to the rambling shula. She's fairly caught his rambling eyes. She's mine to the rambling shula. So they went out to the fire. He put his arms around her waist as they sat by the fire. He put his hands upon her knee, gave her kisses two and three. Says she had air, you makes her free, a number the rambling shula. Says she had air, you makes her free, a number the rambling shula. He slept in the barn between two sacks and a window cloth for fear it'd come to harm. But at 12 o'clock that very same night, she came to the barn, she was dressed in white. The beggar rose in great delight, she's mine, said the rambling shula. The beggar rose in great delight, she's mine, said the rambling shula. And he threw off his beggar's clothes and he threw them against the wall. There stood the bravest gentleman that was amongst them all. We look at my locks of golden hair under this sooty old hat I wear. A I'm a colonel now, I do declare there's none of the rambling shooter. I'm a colonel now, I do declare there's none of the rambling shooter. And I bet £5,000 with you and I would be here. Will you travel the hornet long ago with the rambling shooter? It's off to the general's house they've gone. Great is the wager he has won. Join in this song with a pipe and the drums, just away with a rambling shooter. Join in this song with a pipe and the drums, just away with a rambling shooter. Join in this song with a pipe and the drum. She's away with a rambling shooter.
Ramblin' Shula, she's away with the Ramblin' Shula. And the Shula, in that context, is a traveller or a tramp, something like that. The voices of Johnny Dyer and Vicky Swan from their album Red House. Good album, too. They toured out here a few years ago. Yes, was a while ago now. Another track, an instrumental this time, from the featured album. Another one from Catfish Keith. Tune called By the Waters of the Minnetonka. This was an interesting, well, the original was interesting, I thought. It was it came from Jim and Bob, the Genial Hawaiians. And if you look up Jim and Bob, the Genial Hawaiians, on the wonderful worldwide interweb thing, you'll find that they were Hawaiian musicians. And back in the 1920s, it was pretty early for introducing that style of music. I don't know whether it was strictly, what do you call it, kihaloa or that slack key guitar, but anyway, this is Bottleneck Slide by the Waters of the Minnetonka from Catfish Keith. Stuff, isn't it? From the Waters of the Minnetonka from Catfish Keith. A lot of different styles of blues all within that kind of genre on this album. And as I said earlier, it was his 18th album. Quite prolific. Look, have a great week. I'll talk to you next week. Bye now. Thank you.
I've been a wild rover. This many's a year, and I spent all my money on whiskey and strong liquor. But now for the future, I must take a better care, in the hopes that good fortune might come to my care. Wild roving give over, wild roving give o'er, and I never'll be called the wild rover no more. I went into an alehouse that I used to frequent, and I told the landlady all my money was spent. Oh, when she saw I had no money, well, she answered me, nay, such a custom of yours I can have any day. Wild roving give over, wild put my hands in my pocket, some money to find, and I pulled out a full of my two hands five times. Oh, when she saw I had money and money galore, oh, when she saw I had money, well, she called her store, saying I have beer and whiskey and the wines of the best, and the words that I told you, they're only in jest. Wild roving give over, wild roving give o'er, and I never no I left in your care, it would buy me the food for a family fair, and it would thatch my new cottage, and it would buy me a barn, and it would buy me a greatcoat to keep my back warm. Wild roving no.